President Clinton said today that he was confident relations between the United States and Russia would proceed on a normal course, despite Boris Yeltsin's health problems. But those problems seem more serious all the time. Yeltsin's heart surgeon says the Russian president should rest for up to 2 months before undergoing bypass surgery. And even then, Yeltsin's heart may be too weak to withstand the operation. With no clear mechanism for replacing an ailing president, Russian politicians aren't sure exactly what, if anything, to do next. From Moscow, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
To hear Boris Yeltsin's doctors tell it, the 65-year-old president just doesn't know how to relax. He overextended himself during this year's presidential race, at one point even dancing on stage with a rock band, and then, after falling ill late in the campaign, he insisted on going hunting and fishing to recuperate. According to Yeltsin's surgeon, the president's heart suffered some damage during this period, enough to make immediate surgery risky. Dr. Renat Akchurin even raised the possibility that Yeltsin would never be well enough for an operation. A decision on the wisdom and timing of bypass surgery will probably be made later this week, when a group of international heart specialists meets to review Yeltsin's case. Among those taking part will be American heart surgery pioneer Michael DeBakey. The 88-year-old surgeon arrived in Moscow today, but said he couldn't yet comment on Yeltsin's condition. Yeltsin's ongoing health problems are, however, beginning to cause serious political troubles as well. Russians have been quite patient with their ailing leader, who spent much of the last year in hospitals or on extended vacations. But alarm and anger seem to be rising among government and financial leaders. Share prices in Moscow dropped by up to 7% today on news of Yeltsin's condition. And several leading politicians have clearly begun behind-the-scenes maneuvering to replace Yeltsin, although most are trying not to appear overeager. Now, however, the Russian Communist Party is openly calling for Yeltsin's resignation. The Communist Speaker of the lower house of parliament, the Duma, said it's unacceptable for a Russian president to have, quote, an easy work schedule. He called on Yeltsin to step down if doctors conclude he can't survive surgery. And the man Yeltsin defeated earlier this year, communist leader Gennady Zyuganov, now says the elections weren't fair because the Russian press and the Kremlin hid Yeltsin's true condition from voters. I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.